Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to Marvelicious Toys Year End Issue. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
This is Justin.
This is Jeff.
Hi, this is Shane.
Shane is one of our podcast enhancers joining us for the Year in Review show. And we are here bringing Jeff in from Superhero Fun Time to take a look back at 2013 in Marvel Collecting. And it has been a really busy year for Marvel Collecting. I can't believe from the Hot Toys to the premium formats to Marvel Legends, Marvel Universe, Avengers Assemble, Thor, Wolverine. How many toy lines have we collected this year? So we're going to be covering it all over our next two shows. And starting off, let's just kind of check in with everyone. I mean, we're on the show each week, but where is your collecting focus anymore?
That is a damn good question that I ask myself every time I go into Toys R Us or Target. I don't know. I guess I would have to say it's probably, I mean, I'm looking at, I actually took the effort to lay out a bunch of the toys that I bought this year, and they're pretty much all 6-inch figures. So I'm going to say that's it. I still buy some Marvel Universe, but I mean, it's been so, it's just now, you know, the entire year's worth of figures is just showing up now. So, I mean, I've got like 6 and 3 of them are repaints. So, you know, that and the, you know, I guess if I'd gotten the Figure Arts figures back in June when they came out, then it would have been cool. But like for me, everything just sort of like trickled little by little throughout the year. And then now everything's out now. So nobody gets any Christmas presents. I'm buying all the presents for me.
For me, it's been Hot Toys. I love Hot Toys. I can't buy enough.
Have you gotten to the point of buying any multiples of the same one yet? Because I am there.
No. No, I don't have that kind of a disease just yet.
Okay, because you said you couldn't get enough. And that reminded me of wanting two of the Wolverines.
No, I'm not there yet.
He's not a crazy person, Arnie.
That's you, Arnie.
Justin, how about you? I mean, I know what we talk about every week, but what you're collecting at?
You know, you would think that it would have slowed down. You know, every week we come on in here and I'm bitching about the cut articulation on some of these movie line figures and it's hard to find a lot of them. But looking back, I've bought just as much as I do every other year. I don't know how it happens. I end up with most of these Iron Man assemblers, even though I said I didn't like them. But here I have, you know, at least 13 of the 18, you know. I have a couple of those 5 points of articulation Avengers figures. Why? I don't know. Maybe I have a problem.
What this really is, Justin, isn't the Year in Review show. We're here for an intervention.
I'm out of here. But yeah, I mean, looking back on the year, it was a year filled with hope that, you know, eventually these 6-inch variants would start showing up, and another year and another 12 months gone by without variants showing up, except here over in Europe and stuff like that. So I don't know. It's going to be the 6-inch figures, as it always is for me, is what keeps my love of collecting going on. And the 3 3/4-inch stuff is kind of the potato salad on the side. I enjoy it, but if it totally went away, it wouldn't be the end of my universe.
See, and I'm faced with that existential crisis. I was thinking about that this morning. Is I started with 3 3/4-inch figures when it came to Marvel, and that's what got me in, is that Iron Man 2 line. And then it expanded to the Marvel Universe because they were doing the comic-based Iron Man armors, and I'm like, well, I need some other Marvel figures to go with it, and it really grew from there. And now I'm wondering, if it went away in the 3 3/4-inch scale, would I be happy with just the Legend scale? And I don't know, because they've done so many characters. I think if they only did collector-oriented figures in Legends, A, they'd have to step up the number of movie sculpts, because I really like representations of the movie characters, as my Hot Toys addiction shows. But also, B, I'd have to spend a hell of a lot of money going back to old Toy Biz Legends, you know, to really get some of the characters that they've done in Marvel Universe, and Hasbro's Legends line just really hasn't got that much depth to it. The stuff they did before was a little hit or miss. They took a few years off, and now they're doing them pretty regularly, but, I mean, we're missing a lot of staples. Fantastic Four characters, a lot of the comic Avengers, Scarlet Witch, Vision, these kinds of characters.
Gotta be careful what you wish for, though. You just said you like the movie versions, and there were movie versions of Fantastic Four characters. It was kind of the death knell for the Marvel Legends line for a while.
But Toy Biz did them and was successful with them, so it's... But, yeah, I'm still finding myself enjoying the 6-inch lines more, though, because they are more collector-oriented. But some of my favorite figures this year that we'll talk about are 3 3/4-inch because they're adding some much-needed characters to the line. And, Marjorie, you collect figures with me, but your own collecting's kind of a little bit more...
I'm scattered.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
I don't focus except on what I like, which really bothers you. And it bothers you when I don't buy a complete line of stuff.
I usually have to go fill it in just so I can sleep at night. Like, you bought a few Labbits, and I'm like, okay, we'll just eBay an auction for the whole set.
Yeah, why can't you just be happy with the few that you have? Why do you have to have them all?
Like Justin, perhaps I have a sickness.
Maybe we need a psychologist on staff.
That's our next regular segment.
At least Justin's sickness is for himself. You seem to have it for Marjorie.
Yeah, it does. I don't understand what my collecting has to do with him, but okay.
So what are some of the things you've been scattered on this year?
The Labbits and the Munnies, which I said I didn't like, and then I bought one on a whim, and I ended up with Galactus, so that was a sign that I had to have a few that I liked. But I was okay with the ones that I just got. And you know I love t-shirts. I've been doing the t-shirts hardcore. I think you said I have enough t-shirts where I could wear a different one each weekday.
You're the podcasting Zimelda Marcos of t-shirts.
Yeah, I kind of do have a lot of t-shirts.
And for the 4 people who get that joke, please write in. You win a prize.
Seriously, if you get that joke, I'll send you something. Email me.
Might have a few extra micro mugs.
Oh, those micro mugs.
And then I just buy, like, what I like. I love the little tchotchkes. I love the fun stuff, the funky stuff. I love blind box items, and there's not enough blind box items, I think. Like, right now, I've got sitting in front of me the little, I think it's a grab zag pen, because I have a blind box problem, and I have to buy blind box items. So
I think what we've come to is, Jeff, what's your problem? Well, the rest of us have all admitted ours.
I don't know. I kind of have a blind box problem too, but the blind box problem I have is that I like the blind box items. I just hate the blind boxes. I don't like to open up a bunch of things, get like 3 of the same thing.
That's the fun part.
Yeah, I mean, no, but it's also the pain in the ass part too.
Well, that's what you trade.
I mean, I tried. God love me. I tried so hard to get into those Iron Man micro mugs, and I bought 4 boxes. 2 of them, I got 2 pairs of 2 of the same characters. So I got like 4 figures, 2 characters, and I was out. Forget it. And then a friend of mine, he bought a bunch of them in New York. He was going, he really liked them at first. But the more he opened them, the more that he realized that, you know, this is all the same figure, just with different paint. And he literally threw them all out. So, but that's his problem. I'm just deflecting. my problem, let's see, I guess it's probably... You know, my problem, as I'm looking at this, I think I have a Hulk problem, because I'm looking at most of the figures that I have set out, and a lot of them are slightly different versions of Hulk. I've got the, you know, the Marvel Universe one, the Green Hulk that was the, you know, the sort of remold tweaking of the World War Hulk, and then the red one that came in the Heroic Age box, and then the gray one that's just been out recently. I have all 3, and I have no idea why. I love the gray one. I think it looks awesome, but I'm looking at it's. I've got that. I've got that next to the old, was it Wave 2 or Wave 3 Marvel Universe Red Hulk, the first one they did. Over here, I've got the, I forgot, it's been so long, it was in June, I forgot what they're even called. They're the Mighty Battlers, that's it. I got the Red Hulk from the Avengers Assembler, Mighty Battlers.
Which ones are the Mighty Battlers?
Are those to squeeze the legs and their arms go up?
Yeah, they started them out last year for the Avengers movie, and they're like 6-inch scale.
Oh yeah, those. Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about now. I was surprised they did Stealth Iron Man and Red Hulk. Those two were tempting.
Yep. Well, they're easy repaints, I guess. But for the longest time, I kept thinking about maybe getting that Mark 7 Iron Man from last year, because that was the only way I could find a relatively 6-inch scale Mark 7, because nobody else made it. But I don't know, just something about Hulk. He just, like, screams out to me, and I don't know, I cower in fear. I guess I feel that if I don't give him my money, he's going to, you know, pulverize me or something.
It has been surprisingly sort of a Hulk-heavy year, though. I mean, think about it. You just mentioned a whole bunch of them, but then we got, you know, an Avengers Assemble one, and we got that 5 points of Articulation Hulk. And
and I have both Rainbow of those. Them.
Yeah. the Titan Hulk. He's been pretty out there this year for not being in a movie.
Well, I think he's still coasting on Avengers popularity there. I think they realized that Hulk has a fan base and they're wanting to cater to it. I mean, he has his own cartoon series now, which also probably helps, that Hulk and Agents of Smash.
I have that recorded on my DVR. I have every episode of that on my DVR. I've watched like three of them. But
that's ditto.
I do want to state for the record, though, I have not gone down the Titan Hero series path. I'm staying away from that. Just letting you know.
As is everybody else.
And that kind of leads us into Hasbro this year. Talking about the Titan figures, Hasbro has had, even more than usual, a very schizophrenic year. And I guess schizophrenic's not the right word, because that would mean all over the place, but bipolar. You've got the Titan heroes, and you've got, like, those Wolverine figures that came out around the time of the movie that have nothing to do with the movie, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Just coincidence that we're releasing a Silver Samurai right now. And then you also have the Marvel Legends collector-oriented that we talked about. I mean, it seems like a lot of us are focusing on the 6-inch lines. But overall, I mean, Hasbro seems to be the core collecting for toys. What do you guys think of what's been going on? And the biggest news this year is probably Marvel Universe coming to an end.
Yeah, see, I'm still not sure how I feel about Marvel Universe coming to an end, because we still don't know what is replacing it. You know, it's still just speculation on what this new Avengers Universe line is going to be. And it could be just as good or maybe even better than the Marvel Universe. So it's, for me, it's hard to play a violin for the Marvel Universe yet, because, like I said, we have no idea what's going to fill in that space, if anything, at this point.
Yeah, for me, I'm just treating it as a name change and packaging change that it doesn't affect me anyway, because I open everything up. From everything that I heard from, I'm blanking on the Hasbro rep's name, the guy who's actually in charge of the line at San Diego. I'm blanking on what he...
Dwight?
I don't know. I just know he's the guy who killed Phoenix Force Cyclops for me. That's how I know him. And I just remember him saying that it was going to be the same level of everything, same level of paint detail and sculpting articulation, just in, you know, premium quote unquote packaging. So I mean, that just tells me that they're essentially continuing the Marvel Universe line as we know it. It'll just be, it'll look totally different on the shelves, and that's fine for me. So but I can totally see how someone who, you know, has a whole wall full of carded figures set up, you know, like I used to have with Star Wars a long time ago, I can easily see how that would be kind of a death knell for them, and they might want to get out.
I'm thinking that we might not see these Avengers Universe figures. I'm really wondering that, because we are in mid-December. There's been no new case assortments put up for pre-order. If they're coming, they're not coming till at least spring and maybe later. We're going to have, at the very least, many months of no new 3¾-inch articulated figures. They're focusing right now on the Captain America 2 and Amazing Spider-Man, it seems.
That could be. I mean, also, I'm kind of thinking it's possible that, because, like, I know, like, you guys order your stuff by the case. You have all the new Marvel Universe figures already. But quite honestly, when I go out to all the stores around here, I'm just now seeing, like, the Baron Zemo wave hitting, you know, everywhere. I've seen, you know, maybe a couple of times where I've come across, was it Aurora, North Star, whichever one of them is out. I haven't seen Omega Red, but that wave just seems to be kind of showing up here and there. So maybe they're banking on, you know, hey, it's going to take time for you know, these final three or four or five or six, however many waves you guys went over a couple episodes back, how long it'll take for that to actually hit stores.
Yeah, they really did flood us with that whole revision case and slight variation set of five waves all at once, and it was kind of hard to keep up with for a while. Like you brought up, we still need to see the variant on North Star from that final wave, so I'm hoping, even though I haven't seen a listing or anything on eBay for it yet, that is still coming.
And you know, we also have to kind of keep in mind that going back, we went through a hell of a long time with no new Marvel Universe figures. I mean, these waves that have just shown up towards the end of the year, that's almost it for the entire year. I mean, before that, it was pretty much leftovers from, like, you know, maybe the Professor X wave, which I also never saw. But I don't know, maybe they feel they don't have to. Maybe there's some big super secret movie tie-in that are coming up that's like episode 7, where they don't have to really care about the merchandise until that comes out. And maybe they're just not telling us. I don't know.
You make a good point, because it's very easy for me to forget, but last year when Avengers came out, we didn't have Marvel Universe figures for a long time, and we speculated that they're viewing it all as one line, and they weren't shipping any MU figures when they were shipping all those waves of Marvel Universe.
So well, you actually saw the name change coming and didn't know it.
If that's the plan, then they've left themselves a pretty short window, because like you said, we've already seen a lot of the Spider-Man and Winter Soldier stuff, and we've seen the list of the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff, which is coming right after all that. So if they're trying to, you know, sprinkle in Marvel Universe or Avengers Universe, whatever it is, in between these movie things, they're not leaving themselves much time to do that.
And is that Hasbro's fault, or the fact that they're making so many damn movies?
Hey, speaking of the movies, did you guys see those Captain America 6-inch figures on Kmart?
I did.
They're on the Facebook page, but I was amazed. They come with alternate heads. Black Widow has short hair.
And long
hair.
Awesome.
Yeah, both. I mean, that's great. I mean, now I can see, at least now that they're going to be, you know, increasing the price on them, at least now you're getting a little bit extra to go with it. I hope to God they do that with the Star Wars line, because I want that Anakin with two heads. I want Obi-Wan with two heads. Three heads. I don't know.
Well, they gave us Darth Maul with two heads, so.
Yeah, and that's why I was kind of expecting that maybe the Anakin one would, you know, be like episode 2 and episode 3, or, you know, maybe with the cloak, but, well, other podcasts.
Yeah, I think that what they're doing with the 6-inch line, I mean, we recently reviewed two waves of the 6-inch line, and what my conclusion was is their distribution is absolutely crap. I mean, it's in the toilet. But when they get the figures out, they're really good figures. I couldn't find a real lame duck, other than just not liking the outfit they chose for, like, Sabretooth, in both waves. I mean, the only question I have is sometimes of character or costume selection. And Justin and I were talking last night, and I cannot wait for Toy Fair in February, because I am going to go up and say, why do you even bother saying there will be Switch Out figures anymore? What is the point of this? I mean, yeah. Are you politicians? How often will you lie?
Well, at least in a way, they're kind of setting themselves up now to either put up or shut up with the Spider-Man Legends that are supposed to have the variants. Well, actually, now we don't know because of those pictures. They might be two different case assortments now. But remember, they originally said they would have the swap out and variant figures together in the same case. But now, I guess you just can't really pay too much attention to anything until you see it on the shelves.
But that's a good point. I don't get the idea of a Chase variant anymore when everybody agrees that they would buy that figure. It used to be a variant that was like, well, we'll throw this guy in here. You know, it's an unmasked Wolverine that you can find rather than the one with the mask. And if that's your bag, go ahead and try to find that one. Now it's, hey, it's a completely different character. And good luck if we ever make it and ship it out.
That's how I'm feeling about North Star. I don't think we're ever seeing North Star. I know.
I don't know. At least with Marvel Universe, we do have more of a, you know, history of those actually coming out. I mean, Marvel Legends, it hasn't been since Series 2 that they've been coming out. We're up on, I mean, if you include a Wolverine, that's like 6 or 7 series of Marvel Legends. Iron Man 3, what happened? Where is my Trevor?
Yeah, that's a good question. To me, the variants that hurt are the ones that you can tell that they planned out and just went away. Like Bulldozer. We now have 3 of the Wrecking Crew with no Bulldozer. You know, I can live without an alternate suit Cyclops. You know, I mean, that they can throw in another wave eventually somewhere. But Bulldozer, come on. They did it before. They got both the other two out as variants and then just one on this one.
And what I find just absolutely hysterical is I loved their San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Thunderbolts pack. I absolutely think the characters in there, the paint jobs, everything is just rocking. But this seems like the perfect solution. San Diego Comic-Con exclusive variants pack. Just give us the figures.
Yeah, don't even worry about theming it up and trying to make it make sense. Just call it, you know, a toy box, you know, a treasure trove the variants that never happened.
Do you have any idea what that box set would cost? It would go into four digits, I'm sure. I mean, come on.
There's only maybe 10 figures.
There could be two figures and it would be 1,000.
They've done it before. The Fin Fang Foom Wave was affordable and it was a full wave with a huge Build-A-Figure. You know, throw 7 or 8 of these into one big box and I'll be happy.
Happier.
Comic-Con, you know, we got two unique exclusives for Marvel. You know, we got the Deadpool taco truck and we got the Marvel Legends Thunderbolt set, which is kind of cool that they did that.
Plus the Egg Attack Iron Mans and Old Man Logan.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of funny because Arnie had it all planned to go to the Marvel booth first because that was going to be such a challenge to get all the merchandise at the Marvel booth. Yeah, no. He waited in line with some comics people and they actually didn't sell out of the stuff. They carried it over to New York Comic Con.
They sold out of Old Man Logan.
Well, yeah.
Old Man Logan reminds me that this was the year that all previous year's exclusives from the digital comics and whatnot became readily available for you. You know, I thought I was never going to get my hands on an opener of the Archangel, and that popped up on Hasbro Toy Shop.
Yeah, and the Nick Fury. Damn, this was a good year.
I actually saw Nick Fury at Toy Man for $15. Like, people realized, crap, I can't make hundreds on him.
I had wanted that figure for so long, ever since I first saw it at this collectible store that had it up there. And it was like, you know, back then, what was it, like 2010 or maybe 2009? But, I mean, back then they wanted like $50 for it. And, God, to get it for 15, it kind of kills me that thing hasn't, as far as I know, hasn't still sold out on Hasbro. I think you can still get it. And you should get it. It's
still available, I know. Everybody needs to own that figure.
You people, what's wrong with you?
It kills me because before I was taking photos for a photo gallery, I picked one up. I'm like, do I save the box? No, I don't save the box. And I got them for like, I think it was a real steal at like 40 on eBay. I got them for free. I signed up for Marvel Comics. They had some left over at San Diego Comic-Con, even though they weren't available online anymore. So I just got one. And then I needed one for the photo gallery. And I'm like, well, I justified it to myself that Justin could make me a cigar. Because, I mean, he just looks weird without a cigar.
He does.
I ended up doing that too.
And so I went out to eBay and I paid way too much for one so I could photograph him and customize a cigar into him. And then they're at 15. I'm like, well, what if the customizing goes wrong? I must have more. I mean, I buy expensively and then I feel like I must buy cheaper just so I didn't only pay the high price.
In a weird way, it makes sense.
But I think that we also don't need to have Arnie say, I went to eBay and paid way too much because that seems to be his MO.
But then what kind of a show would we have?
That's true.
But if Marvel Universe goes out, I would like to eulogize it here and say it went out with a bang. These last waves, they hit fast, they hit furious, and between all of the repaints of core characters giving us new versions, plus all the new characters we were getting, some really must-need figures in this line, like Black Knight and Omega Red and...
And Black Knight and Omega Red, yeah!
No, but, you know, they did do a few good things there. You know, they got us an updated and better articulated version of Ghost Rider, which was much appreciated on my end. You know, it doesn't look a whole lot different from the original one, but it's a far superior figure. And I'm glad that they got the whole rainbow of Hulks out in that new superior sculpt. You know, if we would have had just two of those Hulks and we knew the Marvel Universe line was dead, it would always been a little sad and a little bit of a hole in everybody's collection if there wasn't a red or a gray one to finish that out.
I'm going to have to find a second one. I wish they would actually have done, if you ever read in the, I forgot what year it was, but it was, you know, ran for a couple of years in the comics where they had backup features, last page, last two pages of like, you know, little cartoon. Kid style Hulks, and they had red, green, and blue Hulk, and they were always just getting into trouble. And I'd love to get a blue Hulk figure, but I guess I could get like try to find another gray one. And oh wait, no, hey, A-Bomb, here we go. A-Bomb's my blue Hulk now. All right.
Yeah, there's another one, Abomination, a very much needed figure, I think, in the line. They really hadn't done a whole lot of Hulk villains. I still have the sneaking suspicion that Leader was an MU sculpt, and they decided to put the head on a Skrull body.
Very possible, but he fit very well into that line as we reviewed not too long ago.
Well, if they're not going to be doing that, at least we know they're going to be continuing to do movie series the 3¾-inch figures, and the Thor ones, they came out pretty well, even though there were a couple little articulation glitches here and there, but I still think they did really good on those. Just with, maybe they could have done some more characters with the second wave. They could have done Legends. Why didn't they do Legends?
So where do you guys stand with this? I mean, Justin, Marjorie, and I have talked quite a bit about these Avengers Assemble figures, but Shane, Jeff, where do you guys come in on the slightly reduced articulation, or do you disagree with me that it's even slight? Do you think it's massively reduced articulation, kind of hybrid figures that are halfway between the, 5 points of articulation and the Marvel Universe?
I think they're basically just, they're literally continuations of the Avengers movie figures. I mean, a lot of them are the same sculpts. The ones that are new have some extra stuff added to them, like that Hulk. He's got that Hulk figure is really good articulation wise, but it's still got like a couple limitations. I don't think it's missing like a bicep sculpt, swivel or something. But, they're the same. I'm used to them. I would prefer that they were in the Marvel Universe type where they just go all out and throw everything in there so you can just, do whatever. But, I still have even a couple of the I have a couple of the All-Star ones from that line. I bought Captain America because I like that costume from the Marvel Now version. And then I also bought Hulk because, it wasn't because of the nipples, but they were a plus.
That's what I think. How many times have I said that?
If I had a nickel. Nickel for every nipple.
You'd have 10 cents?
Maybe.
Shane, what about you?
I don't really care for them. The articulation for me is just not there. The detail is not there. They just really look cheap.
See, I kind of have gone with it. I mean, maybe I was conditioned by the first Avengers line, and yeah, they're not super articulated, but they'll strike most of the poses I want them to. I mean, how much articulation do I need in my leader? He's not Neo from The Matrix who needs to do the I'm bending backwards on my knees to dodge bullets pose. He mostly in the comics just sits around and gives orders anyway.
If he could do that, how much cooler would he be? I mean, you might like it more.
My problem isn't with the lack of articulation or the sculpts. It's the inconsistencies across the line. I mean, I think I remember we talked about it. Looking at the Falcon figure from the first wave, he is incredibly articulated. I mean, he's got all kinds of articulation that even some Marvel Universe figures don't have. Then you move over to the Iron Man from that same wave, and he doesn't have ankles. And he's got single-hinged knees, and he can't even put his head up. So it's just the inconsistencies through that line that make it seem not that great to me. There's some high points to it, but there's some definite low points to it.
All right, I'm going to call you out here, Justin, though. Didn't you feel the exact same way about Marvel Universe figures? I remember reviewing waves of those, and you're like, oh, this figure would be so good, but they decided to use that old Buck. Why couldn't they have used the new Buck?
The old Buck still bothers me. That's why I know we haven't reviewed the Black Knight and Omega Red Wave yet, but I'm a little disappointed with the Black Knight, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I can see where he's coming from that, because whenever I go and I see a new figure on the shelves, that's what I look for. So I first look at see what legs are using. And if it is that old style Buck that doesn't have the hip swivel joints, I'm let down. And I often, so far, I end up not buying it.
Well, that's the difference. I get disappointed and then I plunk down the dollars.
Yeah, but you're a host of a podcast. I'm just in it for the kicks.
See, I actually care a lot more about sculpt and character choice than I do the articulation. And so for me, if it's not a terrible version of a character, I'd be okay with a 5 point of articulation figure. If those sculpts on those, what did we say they were called? That line?
Oh, All-Star figures?
Thank you. The All-Star. Jeff would know because he has to catalog all of this stuff. So if the All-Star figures looked at all good, I think I'd be fine with those to hang out with my other figures with that limited articulation. The problem with the All-Stars is their sculpts are atrocious. Their paint is nasty. They look like Burger King toys.
Well, not to mention their character choice is a little suspect too, because everything from the Wolverine line to the Spider-Man line to the Avengers line and all of those have counterparts in either the Marvel Universe or other movie lines somewhere else. You know, there's a better choice for each one of those figures somewhere out there, with the exception of the see-through blue Spider-Man.
Yeah, but to be fair, that is kind of the point of the All-Star line, is they're not meant for us. They're meant for kids, and that's why they're cheaper. But on the same time, like, I have to agree with Arnie. I bought some of the All-Star figures just because I liked how they looked. Like this past week, I finally bought the Mace Windu from Star Wars, from their thing, partly because that angry expression on his face is awesome. But also when you look at like the sculpting on the sleeves and the cloth and everything, that's way better than even the highly articulated figures have. So it's like, it's, you know, you kind of have to pick and choose, but it really, we got to keep in mind these cheap figures, we're not the people in mind for them. We're the wallet in mind, but we're not the people in mind.
I suppose that's the ultimate question though, is that I feel like is Hasbro's excuse or the reasoning behind doing it, but the game plan doesn't seem to be working out that way. I don't see kids in the toy aisle begging mom and grandma for a $6 action figure. You know, they're looking at all the other stuff. They're looking at the Captain America shields and the Iron Man masks. They're ignoring the figures altogether, whether they're $6 or $10.
And I completely get that these figures aren't aimed at me. And I pick them up because, as you mentioned, Jeff, I'm a podcast host. I have to keep the photo galleries going, and they're cheap enough. I did kind of like, just so bad it's good, corn cob Iron Man. I mean, sometimes, yeah, it is so terribly awful, I must own it. But the majority of them, I get they're not aimed at me. I guess my question is, based upon our conversation, are these Avengers Assemble figures aimed at me? Who is the target audience there?
I think where they are straddling the line a little bit better in better sculpts and cut articulation is the Iron Man Assemblers line. You know, I'm not overjoyed that this is the only way I'm going to get 3¾-inch versions of some of these armors, but as far as the sculpts go, they'll do. They'll do in a pinch.
You heard it here first, folks. Justin loves Iron Man Assemblers.
I said that almost verbatim.
And I actually prefer All-Star figures to Assemblers figures. I think the articulation's the same. Sometimes the Assemblers have a tendency to not stick in the joints very well.
A lot of times.
I'm paying twice as much for these Assembler figures, and they've got big Dremel holes in their arms.
When these first came out, I was, you know, excited to have, hey, new Iron Man 3 figures. All right, cool. Oh, wait, the really cool 6-inch ones that I want are in Wave 2. Okay, I'll get some of these for right now. And I wound up eventually over time buying the first 6 figures. And now they sit in a box. And I'm looking in the box right now. Hello, box. There's nothing going on with them. I think I remember when they first came out, it may have been Barrett who was like, outright angry about these figures. And I'm kind of seeing this point now in hindsight. I'm looking at them and it's like, I have no reason to ever pick up this Iron Patriot figure ever again. And like you said, it would be okay if they just had knees, or if the shoulders would really stay in place really well, because they do fall out a lot. But then, I don't know. There they go. Okay.
Yeah, but that Mark 42 light up was an awesome figure. I mean, that's a step up.
You beat me to the punch on that one, Shane. That is the one, quote, assembler, unquote, that I think is a cut above.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll stay quiet on that one.
I almost wish the Marvel Universe had gotten to that arena. That would have been awesome to have light up Iron Man and anything else they could have done, you know, like Storm and Electric Bolts or anything like that. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, a light-up arc reactor was really overdue for Iron Man, and that we got one on the Mark 42 is kind of cool there. That's the one figure that I really, really like there. But if you guys remember way back when, I ordered these figures from that Chinese eBayer before they ever came out, and I'm like, maybe the real ones won't be so bad.
And you probably ended up paying more for those than you ended up paying for the ones when they eventually came out.
Slightly, yes. That was my Iron Patriot hype taking over. But yeah, it kind of bums me out, though, that I'll never have a 3¾-inch movie Iron Patriot that has that awesome glossy paint that they had on the Iron Man 2 line, that kind of thing. And the more that I live with them and realize this is what we're getting, the more I am also siding with Barrett's anger. I mean, Jeff, you recently posted to Facebook it would be like if we were sitting around having the year in review show and decided to extrapolate the concept of assemblers down to the worst possible permutation. And then Hasbro put it out before we could have the conversation. Avengers assemblers where you could take off Hulk's arms and put Thor's on, and just in case you thought that Hulk needed Thor's arms.
I think my nephew would love to do that.
Why, though?
Because he's three.
Okay.
You know, it's never too late to take children in for counseling.
I mean, the picture on the front of Hulk's head on Iron Patriot's armor with then Hulk's arms. All right, that's kind of cool. I guess you could armor up Hulk, but why would you want to put Hulk's body with Thor's head? I don't understand.
I never got around to it, but I did take a picture of the back of that package. And it's the picture is basically it's Hulk with exactly that, with like two different types of legs and a different type of arm. And it just looks bizarre. I had no idea that these were coming, and I, you know, maybe there's good reason, but I just walked into a Toys R Us last night and there they were. And I, what are these? And I took the picture, and I loved how when I put it on the Facebook page, David Vonner commented, and his comment was ... wow ...
I read that as wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's my dramatic reinterpretation.
It's like, this is what they've been doing without me. Bravo.
Yeah, these are for listeners who didn't see the Facebook post. They're called Superhero Mashers, and I get it. Not aimed at me. They are huge, chunky figures, and if your two-year-old or three-year-old would like to put them in his mouth and then make Thor Hulk, fine. But
wouldn't it be Thulk?
Or whore.
Or whore, yeah. You can go with whore. I like Thulk.
This line is sounding better already.
Well, Minimates are about to get into that also, correct? I think there's an exclusive Minimate with Hulk Smasher Iron Man, and there's a Hulk with the Iron Man armor on. So
that's actually, though, tied into the Hulk Iron Man Heroes United Blu-ray, which those Minimates themselves made me pick up, and I've actually watched, and yes, to fight Zax, the wonderfully named Zax, they had to put some Iron Man armor on Hulk. Hulk actually wore the Hulkbuster armor.
Nice.
Now, wait, how big are these mashers? Are
they? They're 6 inches.
They're 6 inches.
6 inches.
See, if they were bigger, like 8 inches, they kind of look like those G.I. Joe Sigma 6 figures from years ago. They kind of have that same cartoony, squarish feature type of thing, which I found kind of cool. But those were hyper-articulated figures. These look like they're not very well articulated, so I will probably stay away from them.
The weird thing is I know that eventually one of us here is going to buy one of them. It might be me, but I'm hoping it's you. But when in the package, I was looking like the way that they detach things, the Hulk, like, it detaches at the elbow. And I'm wondering if it detaches at the elbow as well as the shoulder. I mean, like, you know, how many, like, if you could put, like, you know, the shoulder of one guy and the forearms of another guy and then the fists of another guy, that might be actually kind of crazy if you're really high. But apart from that, if you're a child, like most of us, I don't know, who knows, maybe this will be the best line of the year.
I can tell you already, I will possibly, I've avoided the Titan armor of this. I've avoided a lot of them, but the fact that they did an Iron Patriot, if I pick up one, that would be the one. But I don't see myself picking up any others to start swapping parts with.
You know, there was some, also, I forget, if you guys are looking at Facebook, maybe you can get the guy's name, but one of our listeners, he posted, he actually found deluxe lineup versions of these in a bigger box, and he found an Iron Man, and I believe the other one may have been a Hulk, but I know from the picture of the back of the Hulk one that I found, they do make a translucent Iron Man. So Justin,
yeah,
oh boy,
it's Iron Man and Wolverine deluxe lineups for $19.99 each. Thanks to Nathan Page for posting that. So Justin, maybe it'll be you. Maybe I can hold off on the Iron Patriot and you can just buy the translucent one and tell me how terrible it is.
Let's just skip forward to that. Oh, these are awful. Don't waste your money.
No. We need photographic proof of you holding them, proving to us how bad they are.
All right, I'll take 3,000 photos for you to edit.
You'll take 3,000 and I'll give you back 3.
It's Galactus all over again. So if you guys, specifically looking at Shane and Jeff, don't care for the Avengers Assemble line, did you skip over Thor the Dark World as well? Because compared to what they did for Wolverine, which is, I mean, we haven't talked about it much, but it's basically those all-star figures of two Wolverines, a Silver Samurai, and a ninja. And confessions part two, maybe I need to write a song. I did buy two of those ninjas because I needed an extra few bucks to put me over for free shipping at Hasbro Toy Shop.
Well, see, that's okay because those are G.I. Joe figures.
But what about Thor the Dark World? I really liked them, and we reviewed them on the show and pretty positively.
Yeah, I think they're really good. I've only bought two of them. Actually, no, I bought three. I bought Curse, which the thing that I have against them at all is that they don't have like a bicep swivel. They've got wrists and the elbows, but I prefer having a bicep. And also, they don't have waist articulation. But I think they look fantastic, and the legs are great. They've got the good kind of universal jointed hips, and they got double jointed knees. Even the ankles have ankle rockers, so that's great. The kind of pet peeve that I have though is that when I buy a small figure, if it's a human figure, I really kind of dislike it when they mold the head in the color of like the hair or something, and then they paint the face on. Because to me, I know that eventually I'm going to rub some of that paint off somewhere. I'm going to get a guy with a nose with a big brown dot on it, where the paint's rubbed away. And it's so much easier for me to mix paint to, try to match the color of hair. So I always prefer to have those molded in flesh color. But that's a nitpick. That's just me. I wound up buying the blue poncho to Thor and then also the helmet to Thor. And I took your guys' suggestion. I did a head swap. And I took the ponytail head and put it on the standard red cape Thor body, and I also took the hands off of that because those are molded in flesh color. And I remember you mentioned that some of the paint was coming off the hands of one of your guys, and so they fit on there, and now he's holding two hammers and he's the best Thor figure that I own.
Yeah, for me, I found them all, but how many Thors do I need? As far as space, I am so tight on space, and it kind of a process of elimination. I just found that I had to pass, but I did find the Dark Elf and all the hard to find figures. But it just came down to I just didn't need another wave of Thor figures. So for me, it was a pretty simple no.
Gotta go through them real quick. What is the best action figure of the year? We'll start with Justin.
Well, they did a lot of good stuff in 6-inch scale this year, and there were some highlights in the 3¾-inch stuff too. But at the end of the day, the figure that I keep on my desk and I keep picking up the most over every time we sit down to record is Mysterio. I just, for whatever reason, they nailed that figure. He is just the perfect likeness of his comic book self, and that cool little opaque helmet and his no-nose face and the metallic gold that they use for him. He's just a great little action figure.
Shane, what about you?
Well, I agree. Mysterio is a phenomenal figure. For me, I love Nova, the first issue Nova this year. It was a great figure. Didn't have much problems finding it, but just the sculpt and everything. Just I love that figure.
Jeff?
Yeah, Shane stole my idea. I was going to say Nova too. I'll change my answer. Build a figure Ironmonger. That is a fantastic figure, and it's beautiful. And it took six figures to get, but damn, it's impressive. And I can't wait to get the reuse of it next year for Captain America as the Mandroid, Shield Mandroid.
Indeed.
Okay, this is kind of predictable. I like the Rocket Raccoon Build-A-Figure, the Marvel Legends line.
She's got a thing for the raccoon.
He's super cute and cuddly, and he's mean, like real raccoons.
I asked the question. I guess I should have had an answer pre-prepared.
Yeah, way to go.
I just think strangely, this one's probably a little bit weird, but I've had so much fun with that Scarlet Spider.
That is strange.
That is. That's very strange. What's wrong with you?
I mean, it's a reused sculpt, but the paint they used on him, the way they really captured that character does not have the good sense of humor of Spider-Man. I don't know. I like that figure a lot. And the Wolverine, Sabretooth was terrible. And some of the other characters I'm really glad to have gotten, but I can't think of any figure. My second choice would be the Hitmonkey Build-A-Figure, but...
Hitmonkey before Puck, huh?
Yeah, Puck. I I can't justify buying another wave of those Wolverine figures just to get a puck where his arms don't fall out, but I got one that the arms fall out every time I try to move him. I think I just can't get it in all the way the right time. So because of that, I'm just having a hard time giving that figure any kind of kudos when it falls apart every time I look at it.
You just walked right over the perfect opportunity to say, I can just not give a puck. This is also the year of the Golden Ultron.
He is a great figure. You know, I do like him a lot. He has a little posability issue, but they just did such a great job with the paint on that.
Or the lack thereof. He's cast in that neat, you know, metallic gold plastic, which makes him all that much cooler.
Yeah, that's what I loved about the whole Iron Man 3 Legends line, is that pretty much all the figures were molded in those metallic colors. And then, I mean, even when you look at the comic Iron Patriot, I mean, you know, he's got red and blue parts, but those separate parts are molded in those separate colors. And then, you know, there's a couple of instances where they put a little bit of blue on the back. But I was really impressed with that line. The heroic cage armor, that's great.
Yeah. As long as we're tooting the horn on that line, the Iron Patriot they did was spot on. I mean, could have used maybe a little bit more paint on his gun, but they did a great job with the sculpt and paint job on that figure.
So we've kind of talked about it just a little bit, but let's look ahead for what Hasbro's offering. I know that I can't wait to get to New York, not just because it's New York, but because I feel like I'm going to show up and be like Ricky Ricardo, Hasbro, you got some splaining to do.
That's what he says every time when you go into the showroom.
And they're not sick of it yet.
No.
And we do know already, though, and God, I mean, they're at Kmart.com. Could they be shipping in less than 30 days the Legends for Amazing Spider-Man 2 and Captain America the Winter Soldier?
Ever since Spider-Man 2, the second Tobey Maguire movie, ever since the figures for that movie came out Christmas the year before, I found them in Target the year before. And ever since that happened, anything's possible. So I expect to see them any day now.
Yeah, it's not outside the realm of possibility. I mean, they've had images up and we've seen package shots. It seems like they're ready to go.
I'll just tell you guys, I checked Entertainment Earth. It says it's shipping this month, December 2013.
There you go. Post-Christmas sales.
Now the question is do we trust that they'll actually hit retail or do we need to order online?
I'm ordering a case and calling it a day. I don't know about you.
I have no doubt that these will hit retail. I mean, these are movie tie-ins. They're not gonna not show up. I think the bigger question is, will I still have money left over to buy them when they hit?
And how do you guys feel? I mean, it's probably an echo of what you've already said, but I'm really disappointed with the upcoming 3¾-inch line. They're calling this Amazing Spider-Man 2 the Spider Strike action figure line.
Uh-oh. Anytime they put the name of an action feature or something into the title, you're done for.
Well, then you're going to love Captain America 2 Super Soldier Gear action figures.
Gesundheit.
With Kung Fu Grip. Yeah, I feel like I'm going to treat both of these lines the exact same way I treated the original Spider-Man line, which was roundly ignoring it, except for the two movie figures that were in there. You know, we had that super articulated movie costume and then the passable lizard version. But other than that, that line was a complete pass for me. And unless they sneak a few super articulated versions into these other lines, I will not be paying attention. Or if they put Spider-Man in a pair of tennis shoes again, I might be tempted to grab that one.
Or a bag over his head.
Very much so.
Again, so bad it's good, right? Well, again, we will find out a lot more when we hit Toy Fair. But guys, thank you for joining us. That ends part one of our year in review. We will be back in 2 weeks to finish our year in review, where we look at the hot toys. So many hot toys. The other high-end items, the rest of the toys, Minimates, Lego, Funko. So many Funko.
And all the other O's.
And everything else.
So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at MarveliciousToys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@MarveliciousToys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Website photo editing by Jen and Jeff. Podcast enhancement by Andrew, Shane, Daryl, and Barrett. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2013, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Some really must-need figures in this line, like...
Like what?
That's a very good question. Like, I got it, got it, got it, got it.
To be fair, I couldn't answer it either. I just thought it was awesome that you mentioned Marvel and Fast and Furious and we didn't start breaking into Vin Diesel as Black Bolt. Come on, it's got to happen.
Who is the target audience there? And why did I just sound like an owl? Who is this target audience?